What's up, everybody? I'm Jimmy Wong.
How's it? It's Josh Lee Kwai. We're the hosts of the Command Zone podcast.
You've probably heard of Magic the Gathering. Whether you're a new player or a seasoned veteran, or you used to play and want to get back into the game, you've got to check out Commander.
It's the most popular way to play Magic, and for good reason.
It's everything you love about board games, but with Magic cards.
Deep, rewarding strategies, infinite creative deck-building possibilities, and it's multiplayer, so there are tons of opportunities for complex social interactions.
If you can't tell, we seriously love this game, and we think you would too.
I mean, why else would we talk about it for like an hour every single week?
All right, so if you like Magic the Gathering, check us out at The Command Zone, the premier podcast for all things Commander.
Available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are found.
This is the place where sports opinions collide dead in sports. I am Kenneth B. Inge, and this is the 365 edition. Back again with another video, and this time, this actual conversation came out of our Dead End Sports group chat, and there was a report from Boomer Esiason that Aaron Rodgers will threaten to boycott the Super Bowl if Green Bay makes it over the NFL's current COVID protocols. Now, here's the thing. All that sounds cute. All that sounds great. All that sounds rebellious, patriotic, whatever words you want to use. It sounds great. But here's the thing, y'all. We all know Aaron Rodgers ain't making the goddamn Super Bowl. Why is this an issue? He's not going to the Super Bowl. This man is a master at getting right there and just not being able to get the job done. We have seen it. History has shown us. He's great. I ain't gonna even, you know what? I'm not gonna even give you guys all the accolades about how great he is and the best throw of the football. Y'all know all this shit. I don't gotta tell y'all that. Y'all know all this shit. Aaron Rodgers is winning, he won the Super Bowl, all that stuff. You know all that. I ain't gotta tell you that. But we know he ain't making the Super Bowl. And one of the things that I said in the Dennis Sports chat was that he's basically this current crop of quarterbacks, Peyton Manning. I mean, he's great in the regular season, but that's it. And when they used to say that about Peyton Manning, I always felt it was unfair because if anybody knows the history of football, if you go back and look, not a lot of quarterbacks were winning multiple Super Bowls. That's what made Montana so special is that he had four. Bradshaw had four, but that Steelers team was crazy. But not a lot of quarterbacks were really winning multiple Super Bowls like that. So it was kind of unfair to put that on Peyton Manning. But, you know, but it was what it was. You know, it was one of those things. But I think that right now he is definitely if you want to look at it, he is Peyton Manning of this group or quarterbacks that's playing right now. And it is what it is. So, I don't know. Let me know what you guys think about that comparison and if it fits. I know that it's not something that people really talk about. You don't really talk about how great Aaron Rodgers is in the regular season. And they don't talk about how he comes up short, or he has come up short in the past. And, you know, we are and have made a lot of excuses for them, and a lot of them are legit. But the facts are the facts, and it is what it is. So is that where we are? So anyway, so yeah, and go ahead, protest. Protest the Super Bowl, because you won't even be there anyway. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section. Dead End Sports 365, Day 8. I am out. Peace.